This is All Things Considered at 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Syrian crisis has produced millions of refugees, and that crisis has posed one in turn for the humanitarian organizations that are trying to help those fleeing the violence in Syria. Atlanta-based CARE is one of the leaders there. Dr. Helene Gale is president and CEO of CARE. She joins us in downtown Atlanta, having just delivered a speech to the Atlanta Press Club. Dr. Gale, welcome. Thanks for the time, and it's good to have you.
Thanks. It's good to be here, Dennis.
You are going to be going over to the refugee places, particularly in Jordan, and my colleague Rose Scott will be accompanying you there. Do you have any idea yet what the dimensions are of the refugee crisis, or are we still learning as the violence continues, the uncertainty continues, and people keep fleeing?
Well, I think we know that there are millions of people, probably in the range of 7 million people right now, the estimates are, that are in need of assistance. Some of those people are still in Syria, about 4.5 million estimated displaced within Syria, and the rest have been fleeing to neighboring countries like Jordan and Lebanon, Turkey, and countries in the region. So it really is one of the largest humanitarian crises that we have seen in decades, probably equal to the Rwandan genocide of 1994.
How far along are non-governmental organizations, NGOs as they're called, like CARE, in getting even the beginning of a handle on settling these folks, finding them, separating them from fighters who are also fleeing?
Well, it's tough because this is a crisis that is very much in evolution. We have thus far been able to provide assistance to about 150,000 people in our work in Jordan. We're scaling up to reach another 150,000 people in Jordan and also in our work in Lebanon. But we know that there are still millions of people who are not getting the kind of assistance that they need. And it's a big concern. The outreach and outpouring of support has not been anywhere near what is necessary. The UN estimates that only 42% of their appeal has been matched and met. So we really are facing a situation where I think because of the political complexity and confusion around this, people are forgetting the humanitarian imperative and are forgetting that there are millions and millions of people whose lives hang in the balance.
It is a political question, and yet it's one you have to consider if you're going through your planning. If the United States does some sort of military action in Syria, an airstrike or whatever, will that make the refugee crisis worse?
Well, anytime you have an even greater and escalating crisis, it is clear that more people's lives will be disrupted. So as this continues to evolve, we continue to be concerned about the fact that many more people will be in need of humanitarian assistance. That's under any scenario.
Obviously, an American strike, though, would be a quantum leap in terms of what's happening, not only politically, but on the ground in terms of casualties.
Well, the more instability that is created, the more a humanitarian crisis evolves. It's hard to quantify what the difference will be. It's anybody's guess at this point, but I think clearly we know that this is a situation that under any circumstances is going to continue to evolve, and millions of people are going to need humanitarian assistance.
It's a question that a humanitarian organization has to deal with constantly, not just in Syria, but do you ever go to a government such as the U.S. or any government that might be considering intervening in a place where there is already violence and say, please don't, it's going to make the situation worse, or do you just stay out and deal with the situation as it happens?
Well, you know, our role is really to help people, and we have a humanitarian imperative. We are non-political, and really our role is to make sure that we're doing all we can to help the people who are in greatest need and leave the politics to others. That's not where we have our strongest suit.
Many Americans don't want to get involved in the war. Does that mean also that they don't want to get involved in helping the people who've been displaced by it?
I think that it's hard to say that they don't want to be involved with helping the people. I think this is a very complex situation, and much of the focus has been on the complicated politics, and that's where people's attention has been. I don't think that we've brought enough attention to the humanitarian side of this, the humanitarian crisis that has evolved, and I think we need to do more to bring that story home as well.
Dr. Helene Gale is president and CEO of Atlanta-based CARE. She will be going to Jordan in the next few weeks, and among those accompanying her will be WABE's own Rose Scott. Dr. Gale, thank you so much for giving us this time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dennis. It's a pleasure to be on the show.